Right, let's do Dear Scott. This is where the posh lady from Radio 4, she's on a lot today, reads out your emails that you send in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to ask us anything. And we'll answer it. First one.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers and the Radio 4 lady. I'm one of the foreign listeners from Poland, downloading podcast for 2 years now, and I absolutely love it.
Excellent. Hello, Poland.
A few days ago, I was sitting in a bus heading home back from school. I was listening to one of your podcasts, like I always do, and there was one of those hilarious moments when I just can't help myself laughing out loud.
Oh, one of those, I know.
There were those three suspicious-looking guys in hoodies next to me, and they obviously took it the wrong way. And while I tried to explain myself, there was another funny thing said, and I couldn't hold it. With a mix of laugh and fear on my face, I jumped off the bus, which happily just stopped, some 10 bus stops before mine.
That's bad when you laugh at something.
It's your fault.
Someone thinks you're laughing at them. Meow, kind of isn't.
They really thought I was laughing at them. Normally people just give me a weird look.
Yeah, me too. You know that look. That look. It's like, do you get that?
No, I don't get it. You obviously get it quite a lot.
Quite a lot, yeah.
Keep up the good show. You really make my day whenever I have the chance to listen to you. Cheers. Love you. Matthew.
Thanks, Matthew. Please be careful in Poland.
So be careful where you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, don't listen to this show on a podcast when there are hoodies around in Poland, is my tip. Next.
From Alison Fleming. Subject, Mrs. Fleming answers Scott's questions.
Ah, now this is one of my old teachers.
Right.
Now, do you remember last week she was on reminiscing about a camping trip that we went on when I was at school to the New Forest? She's back.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mrs. Fleming.
I was very chuffed to hear my email read out today. You might not remember, but for a time at Shakespeare Junior School, children were put into lower, middle and upper band. Upper band didn't mean the top band academically, just a combination of years 5 and 6.
Right, because she said I was in upper band. And
right.
People got confused thinking I might have been brainy.
Yeah.
That clears that one up, doesn't it?
Thank goodness she's done that.
However, you were a bright lad, and you were at the top academically, as it so happened.
No, I wasn't.
Has she got the right Scott Mills?
Seriously, Mrs. Fleming, you've lost it. I really wasn't.
I think she's writing any old rubbish just to try and get read out.
So do I.
As for the camping trip, I don't mean anything dodgy happened.
Right, good. I just think there were some health and safety issues with the trip to the New Forest, and she kind of said that things that happened on that trip might not happen today.
Right.
But we cooked over open fires. And do you remember Mr. Daniels cooking a load of fried bread for breakfast? And you all went off and built dens. It was brilliant fun.
Are you not allowed to cook fried bread anymore? Is that against health and safety?
I don't think that. You're probably not allowed to build dens, I would imagine.
Oh, you can build a den still, surely, can't
you? I don't know.
Mind you,
you're not even allowed to go to school in the snow anymore, so I very much doubt it.
Jamie Oliver would be on, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Fried bread for breakfast.
Oh,
he wouldn't like that. Killjoy.
Have to be ciabatta or something.
Mm. Now, Scott.
Oh, God. She's doing that teacher thing.
Now, Scott, just for old time's sake, as someone who taught you English, I am mortified that you sometimes use that awful phrase, off of. Never use it again. It's horrible.
Yes, Miss Fleming.
Great to hear that I made some impression all those years ago. X. Alison Fleming.
She kissed me.
What, then or when you were at school?
No, then. I can't get a kiss off a teacher. And also, stop saying Alison. You're Mrs. Fleming, please. And stop kissing me.
So she's a Mrs. and she was still kissing
yeah.
you?
I don't know. That's not all right. That's not right at all. So thank you very much, Mrs. Fleming.
Was she a hot teacher?
Off of my old school. Yeah, I said that. She was the hottest teacher in the school. Now, the next one is from
and
someone...
And you've just got a kiss off her.
Yeah. The next one is from someone who went to my school, but thankfully this one isn't a teacher.
Dear Scott, I remember that trip to the New Forest, and I have a really dodgy picture of you in a really brown naff anorak. I sent the picture of you in your anorak on Lymington Pier to Chris Moyles about 3 years ago for a laugh. Not sure what he did with it, though.
Oh, what a shame. Seems to have got lost in the post.
Oh, send it to us.
No, don't.
I remember lots of dodgy things about that trip, especially that rope swing over the stream. Mrs. Fleming was so funny. So was Mr. Cox and Mr. Whittle on that trip. I remember sharing a tent with Pauline Brown. What a laugh we had.
I wasn't lucky enough to share my
tent. Were you not in Pauline Brown's tent?
I wasn't in Pauline Brown's
tent. Were you and Mrs. Fleming on the rope swing?
What?
Were you and Mrs. Fleming spending a lot of time on the rope swing?
No, teachers didn't go on the rope swing.
Did Mr. Cox?
Pardon?
Did Mr. Cox?
I can't remember.
There's a school reunion in July, as you chickened out of the last one back in 2000. You are not famous to us, just Scott, our old schoolmate. Julie Gelder, brackets, was Drew.
Oh, Julie Drew.
Not Drew Gelder. Was she
Julie Drew, I remember
Julie
her.
Drew.
She was fun. I'm really sorry.
I thought she was originally called Drew and had changed her name to Julie.
No.
That's what I was thinking, all right. Okay.
Can I just say as well, while I've got Julie Drew's attention, you didn't actually smell a poo, but we did used to say Julie Drew smells off poo. But she didn't. It just rhymed.
Yeah,
okay?
I can see. Yeah, so.
So sorry, Julie.
Whose tent were you in then?
Hmm?
Can you remember?
I can't remember,
no.
Do you think I should go to the school reunion?
Yes. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, next one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. You have saved my life. Yes, you. All of you. I love you.
Wow, we've saved someone's life.
It's a pretty big claim.
Have I told you I once saved Roisin from Moloko's life?
No, how did you do that?
She was at top of the pot. She was about to fall over and I kind of caught her. She would have hit her head on some concrete and hurt herself a lot. But I caught her and saved her life.
Was this from a...
I tell this story all the time. The one that doesn't speak goes, I'll tell you Roisin from Moloko story again.
Was this
when you saved her life.
I don't remember. Was this from a distance she was falling?
Well, she was...
A great height?
Yeah, everything was kind of going in slow motion. I rushed towards her and caught her and saved her from hitting her head. Well, she won't probably remember that.
Oh, you're a hero.
Yeah, thank you. But now we've saved someone's life.
And why, you ask?
Yes, I do want to know why and how.
Well, all my life I have suffered from insomnia. One night, panicking about the lack of sleep I would surely have, my eyes fell on my iPod, fully loaded with Scott Mills Daily.
Right, well, I can see where this is heading.
Yeah, so can I.
Now, every night I sleep soundly after having listened to you. So thank you. The only problem with this is my dreams are full of horses in bins, cling film, German-speaking Daleks, and small Welsh islands. From Naomi in Somerset. P.S. Can I say hello to my fellow Radio 1 lover, Luke?
You can't, actually, no.
That's told her.
No, I just don't want Dear Scott to become some kind of local radio dedication service.
You've already got paratitle for that.
I mean, the Radio 4 lady doing some big shout-outs. More Dear Scott coming up after 6, though. We've got a lot of emails this week.
This is Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Right, let's do some more Dear Scott. This is where you can ask us anything you want. You'll get read out by a posh Radio 4 lady and we'll answer your questions. Next one.
My dearest Scott, I recently discovered your show after the merger of XM and Sirius.
Right, now this is in America, chappers,
okay,
where they get Radio 1 on...
Could you sound like you're patronising me anymore?
You see, what happens...
Right.
You know America?
Yeah.
Right, this is a really big country.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And they have radio there?
They've got radio there, okay. And Radio 1 is on this thing called satellite radio.
Okay.
And you can get it in your car and stuff. Yeah. And they time shift it. This is clever. They time shift it so the shows go out kind of around the same time. Mm. Clever, right, that, isn't it?
And it's merged with somebody.
Yeah.
I'm so hoping the lady with the posh voice reads this. This is the first fan letter I've ever written another radio show. You see, I'm in radio in Denver, Colorado, as the lead of the Kelly and Mudflap show.
The what?
The Kelly and Mudflap show.
Right, I did think you said
okay.
that. So this is either Kelly or Mudflap, one of the two.
Please
from.
Please be Mudflap.
From the Kelly and Mudflap show. I hope it's Mudflap as well.
I usually listen in the car driving kids around, and I have to shush them so I don't miss the witty banter amongst you. Mm. I'm such a good mother. Smiley.
Oh, I don't think it is Mudflap. It's a lady.
Well, why can't Mudflap
be a lady?
Well, a
lady with kids should not be known as Mudflap.
Okay.
There is a big debate in the car about one phrase you say. The phrase is... What's the curd?
No, I've never said what's the curd. Have you said what's the curd?
Never.
Karen?
No.
Cuddle?
No.
Clan?
No.
Clue?
No.
Candy?
No. It's... Oh, what's the curd? As in, well, it's Welsh for... how
what's
would you say?
On?
Hey, man, what's happening? What's going down? Word up. How's it hanging? I'm just trying to speak, you know, the language so they get...
What,
get
of dads?
Of Americans.
Okay.
So it's what's occurring. It means what's happening, basically.
The question is two parts. What's the word and what does it mean?
I've just
told
you
that.
One more idea to throw out. Let's do an international show swap. You come here, we go there.
What do you think, Chopper?
I'm quite happy to go there for a while.
We go to Denver.
Yeah.
And Kelly and Mudflap come and do a show on Radio 1.
Fair enough.
Huh?
Before you blow us off, check out some of our podcasts.
I'm sorry?
Before you blow us off, check out some of our podcasts.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But anyway, I have checked out their podcast, and I do have some bits here of the Kelly and Mudflap show. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Vivienne Buxcar, our special guest. She's got a new cookbook coming out, and we just check in on her every few weeks to see how it's coming along. Thanks for posting all your recipes to my Facebook, Ruby Ann.
Well, hey, you're welcome. How are you?
Good. She put a tater salad, the Commerce City tater salad recipe up there today.
Nothing better than that.
It's great for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd fit in.
We could do recipes, can't we?
Very similar show, isn't it?
Yeah, very much.
I have been up since 5 o'clock in the morning because one of my friends, because, you know, I'm in Hollywood right now doing some projects, but one of my friends back in Arkansas, Fefe LaRue, called me at 5 a.m. because she knew I was going to be doing the radio. And she has got the gift when it comes to reading the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when she's been drinking Boone's Farm wine all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, she gave me the horoscopes for the weekend, if y'all want to hear them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, horoscopes.
Okay, here we go. Real fast. Aries, this weekend is going to have you in mood swings bigger than a pair of Kirstie Alley's panties.
I quite want to go over there just to speak to Fefe LaRue.
I want some brown stone wine, whoever it is.
Fefe LaRue. Right.
Okay.
BTW. We're a country station, y'all.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do you think they'll want to play... Yeehaw, y'all! Do you think they'll want to play their own music on Radio 1?
Well, they wouldn't be allowed, would they?
Don't know.
So, that's it.
You can't do... If you're listening, well, you are probably on the podcast, Kelly and Mudflap, don't be coming over here thinking you can just turn Radio 1 into a country station willy-nilly.
Cheers. Kelly Ford, Morning Show Goddess. 2008 Marconi Award Large Market Personality of the Year. 2008 CMA Nominee for Major Market Personality of the Year.
Wow.
That's very impressive.
She's award-winning morning show goddess.
She's a large market presenter.
They sound like good awards.
That. But that wasn't
more
Mudflap.
More than I've got.
Wasn't Mud... No, that's true.
Wasn't I got Marconi Award.
Wasn't Mudflap, though, was it?
Wasn't, no.
So now you've listened to bits of their podcast, are you going to blow them off?
Let's have a bit more and I'll decide.
Gemini, which is Ed, keep an eye out on your finances or your weekend could turn out to look about as good as Mickey Rourke's plastic surgery.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. I'm not going to blow him off.
Okay.
Right, next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, the girl off of the news, and the posh Radio 4 woman.
Everybody.
I love the show and always listen to every single podcast. But I have an inquiry.
Right, well, that's what this is all about, really.
I go to Swansea University, and over the Christmas holidays, my mum suggested to me that I should take a slow cooker back to university with me.
Who?
She told me that all the students are using them nowadays. But is this true? Are slow cookers back on? I just thought they were off of the 40s.
Yeah, we have talked about this before.
They are back.
Are they back?
Yeah.
My granddad's got one. I think a lot of our listeners do have them. We've discussed this before.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's kind of like, if you don't know what it is, it's like the opposite of a microwave. Instead of cooking it in 4 minutes, it takes 4 days.
Yeah.
But some people find that really useful.
It's like, they came back in about 6 months after Tea's Maids came back in, yeah.
So he should get one.
He should go back to uni with a Tea's Maid and a slow cooker.
Anyway, please tell me if I should get one. I don't want to go back to uni with a slow cooker and everyone laugh at me. Cheers. James.
No, James, seriously, get one. Nobody will laugh at you at all. While you're at it, get yourself an electric blanket, get yourself one of them rugs you put over your knees, like a travel rug, a Tea's Maid, a foot spa, and also one of them massive slippers that you can put both feet in to warm up your feet.
Nobody will laugh at you,
James. Radio 1. Scott Mills.